Coming up next on Lutheran Radio UK.
Songs of Hope, our weekly reflection on the Psalms with Denise Seaman.
Welcome, and thank you for joining me this week as we read and explore the Scriptures, God's holy word of hope and joy. Today's reflection will be on Psalm 94. O Lord, God of vengeance, O God of vengeance, shine forth. Rise up, O Judge of the earth. Repay to the proud what they deserve. O Lord, how long shall the wicked exult? They pour out their arrogant words. All the evildoers boast. They crush your people, O Lord, and afflict your heritage. They kill the widow and the sojourner and murder the fatherless. And they say, the Lord does not see, the God of Jacob does not perceive. Understand, O dullest of the people. Fools, when will you be wise? He who planted the ear, does he not hear? He who formed the eye, does he not see? He who disciplines the nations, does he not rebuke? He who teaches man knowledge, the Lord, knows the thoughts of man, that they are but a breath. Blessed is the man whom you discipline, O Lord, and whom you teach out of your law, to give him rest from days of trouble until a pit is dug for the wicked. For the Lord will not forsake his people. He will not abandon his heritage. For justice will return to the righteous, and all the upright in heart will follow it. Who rises up for me against the wicked? Who stands up for me against evildoers? If the Lord had not been my help, my soul would soon have lived in the land of silence. When I thought, my foot slips, your steadfast love, O Lord, held me up. When the cares of my heart are many, your consolations cheer my soul. Can wicked rulers be allied with you, those who frame injustice by statute? They band together against the life of the righteous and condemn the innocent to death. But the Lord has become my stronghold, and my God the rock of my refuge. He will bring back on them their iniquity and wipe them out for their wickedness. The Lord our God will wipe them out. How much bad news can you take? Reading about it in the papers, watching it on the news channels, listening to it from your friends and loved ones, before you yourself think or even say out loud, God, do you not see how we are suffering? Are you really in control? Can't you do something about all the evil we see? It is difficult at times, even for believers like us, to fully put our trust in our Lord when faced with the reality of so much evil in the world around us, and not just the evil actions, but also the exaltations of the evildoers. Attacks against the church and against Christians are many. So many foolish and arrogant words are spoken in hate toward Christians and against the Word of God. Words which reject that the world was created in 6 days by a loving, powerful, majestic God. Words that ridicule Jesus Christ on the cross as just another false teacher. Words that even become laws of the land that make it okay to destroy the life of an unborn baby. And words that rejoice when Christians suffer for the truth of the gospel. Boastful words of unbelief in the triune God, mixed with violent actions against Christians, tests our patience, does it not? I'm pretty sure that if you lived with me for just a few days, at some point you would hear me say something along the lines of, O Lord, how long? Rise up, O Judge of the earth, and repay to those proud what they deserve. I like to think that it is righteous anger on my part, yet trying to remember the words from the fourth Psalm, verse 4, Be angry and do not sin, so that I am sure to cry out to God for help, rather than being tempted to seek vengeance on my own. I'm not so different from the psalmist today, who wants to see justice from God against those who seek to destroy God's kingdom. Yet at the same time, again, God's very word tells us that we are to pray for our enemies. Oh, and love them too. Now that is a very tall order sometimes, isn't it? Yet it's amazing to me to see how the Bible applies to us today just as it did to the people living in the Old and New Testament times. In Matthew chapter 5, we hear these precious words from Jesus and his Sermon on the Mount. in verses 43 and 44. You have heard that it was said, you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, so that you may be sons of your Father who is in heaven. So we pray. We pray that our enemies, those who hate Christ, will be moved by the Holy Spirit to come to know our Lord. We pray for help to forgive our enemies, as Christ has forgiven each of us for our own sins. And we pray, thanking God for all of His many blessings to us, especially the gift of faith and forgiveness. We remember that, like the psalmist, our foot too also slips. We slip and stumble into sin and sorrow all too easily. But thanks be to God, He is always there, keeping us from slipping or stumbling so far that we become lost forever. God, through His Son Jesus, rescued us from the fatal effects of sin and guilt, and so it becomes a blessing for us to be disciplined by our Heavenly Father, and we can pray for the same for our enemies. We might cry out to God for vengeance now, but we also know that it is God who will one day judge all people. We trust and believe that He is not blind to anything that goes on in our lives, but God will hold all accountable for their iniquities, wiping out the wicked and holding fast to all who believe in Him into eternity. Yes, our Lord is still in control. Our Lord still reigns, and we are called to trust in Him and in Him alone. In Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 through 8, we read, trust in the Lord with all your heart, and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him, and He will make straight your paths. Be not wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord, and turn away from evil. It will be healing to your flesh and refreshment to your bones. We probably all know that our own understanding is a far cry from being good for us when we've been assaulted with evil words and actions from the people around us. Acting on our own understanding would likely get us into even more trouble, for we cannot be wise enough to see properly beyond our current circumstance. When by faith we fear and trust the Lord for our ultimate salvation, leaning on His word and His will, we are strengthened to turn away from evil. That's when our flesh and bones can truly be refreshed, basking in the steadfast love of the Lord. I recently heard a Christian speaker, one Dr. Micah Parker, talk about the word trust like this. One might say there are two kinds of trust. Praise trust, when life seems joyful and fulfilling, and adversity trust, when things are not going well for us and we are suffering. His point was that trusting God when things in our life are good may come more easily for us, and we find ourselves bursting with praise and thanks to God. And then trusting God in the midst of suffering might seem impossible at times, but ends up drawing us closer to God, knowing that in our anguish, He is still with us. He's still loving us, protecting us from Satan, who is our evil foe. Dr. Parker pointed out that the letters in the word trust, T-R-U-S-T, is a reminder of the believer's relationship with Christ, beginning and ending with a cross, with the letter U, as in you and me, in between. And while we have many ups and downs in our lives, even in the valley, at the very lowest points, Christ remains with us. While we are persevering in this world that seems to offer little but struggles and confrontation for so many believers, we keep our eyes firmly focused on the Lord our God, who promises to uphold the righteous, preparing a place for us with Him in heaven, while the wicked will be gathered, punished, destroyed, and eternally separated from our Heavenly Father. So, when our hearts are heavy with the burden of sorrow and pain, the consolations from our Father will soothe and comfort our troubled hearts and minds with His word, His wisdom, His steadfast love. To quote a friend of ours, Pastor Brian Flammy, our faith will most certainly be vindicated by Christ, and on that dread day when the books are opened, all those who persisted in unbelief and sin will be condemned, while the saints will be counted as righteous and welcomed into heaven for Jesus' sake. No matter how much the wicked seem to be getting what they want here on earth, one day we will all be judged, and the wicked ones who reject Christ will be thrown into the fiery furnace, where there will be much weeping and gnashing of teeth. But for all who believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, we will shine like the sun in the kingdom of our Father. As Jesus adds to this passage in Matthew chapter 13, "He who has ears, let him hear." We pray, Lord, help us to pray daily in thankfulness for all your blessings to us, for strength to resist the devil and all his ways, for our enemies that they will turn from their evil ways and repent, and for your will to be done in our lives now and forever. Bless and keep each of us in your loving arms. Amen.
Thank you. Songs of Hope with Denise Seaman will be back next week. Please write your comments, suggestions or requests to info@lutheranradio.co.uk. Check our program online and stay tuned for more.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.